This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Leslie Ann Young. Date of birth, February the 5th, 1992. Case ID number is 691-2756. Date of exam, February the 6th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Baylor College of Medicine. Dated 1/8/2022. Identifying information. This is a 32-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of schizoaffective disorder / depression / anxiety / insomnia, comma, epilepsy / absent seizures. History of allegations, number one, schizoaffective disorder / depression / anxiety / insomnia. The claimant states that in 2016, she started to develop symptoms of severe depression, anxiety, insomnia, and eventually schizoaffective disorder. The claimant states that she complains of sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, insomnia, comma, increased appetite, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, decreased ability to focus on what she's doing, comma, anger, comma, and generalized irritability. She denies any violent acts in the past, comma, homicidal ideation, comma. Or any problems with substance abuse. The claimant only takes a bath once a week, but does try to brush her teeth at least every other day. She suffers from decreased energy, comma, tiredness, comma, sleepiness, comma, anxiety, comma, headaches, comma, irritability, comma, shakiness, comma, and just states that she walks to shake it off. She states she's very sensitive and tries to isolate herself from other people. She does argue frequently with her sister. Her general appearance appeared to be well-kept and wearing casual attire. The patient is future-oriented and exhibits appropriate help-seeking behavior. She was somewhat pleasant and did talk with me frequently. She is working at this time, and is only working 4 hours a day, 2 times out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. She works as a restaurant helper at Raising Cane and does various different jobs at that place. The claimant was oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. Her attention and her concentration appeared to be normal. She was shaking her leg frequently and has somewhat of a tic. Her speech rate, clarity, and tone were slow, but within normal limits. She is able to articulate her thoughts. Her memory and thought processes were decreased, and she did have some mild dissociated symptoms. The claimant does appear to have some psychotic features. She does hear voices and she sees religious people telling her to do things. She hears conversations and hears things that are sad. She states that she feels like someone is trying to kill her. She has difficulty counting money, adding and subtracting. The claimant initially was in bed for 6 months, secondary to a major depressive episode, and was not eating or sleeping, and eventually sought help for her condition. She had to quit school and was in the middle of college, but had to quit secondary to her major depressive episode. She was hospitalized for 6 days at the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance, and unfortunately, during the time that she was hospitalized, she was raped at the hospital. She is on Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, and Facebook, and feels like she is being attacked with bad comments, and it has distressed her. She is presently on Citalopram 20 milligrams QD, Risperidone 2.5 milligrams QHS for her condition, which appears to be fairly stable at this time. She did have to seek help at Tropical Behavior Center since she had such a terrible experience at Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance. Allegation number two, epilepsy / absent seizures. The claimant states that in 2010, she started to develop seizures. They were diagnosed as juvenile myoclonus seizures and absent seizures. She states after her seizures, she's exhausted, and she appears to be poorly controlled at this time. Her auras start with tiredness, and she starts seeing people, animals. She also has a psychiatric disorder. She also suffers from postictal symptoms where she's exhausted afterwards and has tiredness, sleepiness, headaches, and dizziness. She denies any trauma, tumor, cerebrovascular accident, drug withdrawal, or infectious disease. She states that she has seizures at least 15 times per month, and the last time she was hospitalized was in 2013. She is presently on topiramate 100 milligrams BID, Divoprox 500 milligrams BID, and folic acid 5 milligrams QD. She has a seizure at least every 2 days, but states that she's better controlled now than she has ever been. She was diagnosed with juvenile myoclonic seizures and absent seizures. Her physician is Dr. Alicia Goldman, and she does suffer from eye twitches as well. Her EEG on April the 25th, 2022 was normal. Daily activities. The claimant states that during the day she sleeps, comma, does light housework, comma, goes to the grocery store, comma, cooks, comma, sometimes helps with the laundry, comma, and works half a day. She does complain of bilateral knee pain. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 5 hours, comma, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She states she's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above her head. She has no assisted devices, and her physician is Dr. Lourdes Garcia. She presently takes Aleve 220 milligrams QD, which does give her some relief. Her physical activity includes working at Raising Cane Restaurant. She likes to go to the gym, and she likes kickboxing. Family history. The father is 58 and alive. He suffers from hypertension and hypercholesterolemia. Their mother is also alive, and she is 59 years old. She suffers from bipolar disorder and being overweight. She does have an aunt who has a history of paranoid schizophrenia and bipolar disease as well. Medications, citalopram 20 milligrams QD, folic acid 5 milligrams QD, topiramate 100 milligrams BID, risperidone 2.5 milligrams QHS, medroxyprogesterone 10 milligrams QD for the first 10 days every month, vitamin D 50,000 units BID, levothyroxine 50 micrograms QD, Divoloprox, 500 milligrams BID. Medical problems. Absence seizures, comma. Juvenile myoclonic seizures, comma. History of Hashimoto's disease with mild hypothyroidism, comma. Insomnia, comma. Anxiety, comma. Depression, comma. Schizoaffective disorder, comma, bilateral knee pain, major surgeries, none, social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but does have a seizure disorder. She was in a psychiatric ward for 6 days, secondary to having a nervous breakdown. Substance abuse, marijuana. She states she last used it in 2012. She denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam, temperature is 96.6 Fahrenheit, weight 223 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 122 over 71 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 38. General, this is a 32-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was not fluent, and her mood was depressed for the time. She did not have completely clear thought processes, and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of patellar and ankle were 1 plus bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to schizoaffective disorder, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, and poorly controlled epilepsy / absent seizures. Probable diagnoses. Number one, schizoaffective disorder / depression / anxiety / insomnia. Confirm with medical records and physical examination, being treated at this time, and appears to be fairly stable. Number two, epilepsy / absent seizures, being treated at this time. EEGs were normal, and the claimant appears to be poorly controlled at this time, stating that she has seizures at least um, 15 times a month, which is every 2 days. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Leslie Ann Young.